So my first question is, what were you doing the day before the flood?
I was in Valencia, California. So I was in Sequoia National Park.
Mm-hmm. And then my next question is, I'm assuming you were there the morning, but what did you do the day after the flood?
I became aware of the flood the morning of. I heard a news report on the radio on our car. As soon as I heard that, I drove to the Los Angeles airport and flew back to Johnstown. I was here the next morning.
And what was the biggest loss during the flood that your business experienced?
Well, the first floor of the Washington Street store, which was the flagship store of Penn Traffic, was completely underwater. All merchandise there was, which entailed the men's department, jewelry, some lingerie, the restaurant, the deli. Mm-hmm. So significant damage.
And how did you recover from the flood?
Well, everything that was directly involved in being underwater or in close proximity to the water had to be disposed of. It was, we just took it right out to Washington Street, which was blocked off, and had trucks haul the debris away, merchandise included.
And you were mentioning earlier, did you expect the flood with the flood-free city, with all that news about how Johnstown was flood-free? So was there really any expectations of a flood happening at that point in time?
None. My talking with people upon my return, most people were stunned that there was a flood. Some people got up in the morning and tried to drive to work, not realizing that the downtown was underwater.
So what did you do to help the community recover from the flood? Like, what did Penn Traffic do?
Well, our first objective was to try to reopen the store. Mm-hmm. But with the amount of damage that was done, the store had been in a somewhat of a decline because of the downtown retail market was eroding. The decision was made not to reopen the store. Somewhat of a blow to the community. But we did have a store in Westwood, and we had a significant store in the Richland Mall. Those stores, sales-wise, were doing much better than the downtown store. So it really was nothing of benefit happened to the city of Johnstown.
And so what was it like 1 month after the flood with your store? Were you still in the recovery phase, or were you then moving into the point where we're shutting the store down?
At that point, we had all the debris was removed, all the remnants of the flood were removed. It was at that point we decided to close, and then we had a sale that removed the remaining merchandise on the upper floors. There was no more retail activity in that location after that.
And what was the most interesting thing you found, like, sorting through all the debris in the flood? Like, did you find something that was very interesting or that stuck out in your mind?
Yeah, I still have a parking meter at my garage. I found the assistant fire chief's hat, his big plastic cap. He didn't want it back. He let me keep it. Other than that, it was just a mountain of mud and debris. There were a lot of cars that had been submerged, which were just either smunched and crunched and hauled away, or some were salvageable and towed away. As far as the rest of downtown, there was not much out on the street. Everything was pretty much inside all the buildings. There were people killed in the downtown. There was a person that drowned right behind the store. I did not see that. It was reported to me, but I did not witness that.
And so, 10 years after the flood, what was the effect that the flood had on Johnstown 10 years later?
Well, it certainly had a significant effect on the downtown. The biggest effect was on the mill. Bethlehem Steel being a major employer, had significant flood damage. Unemployment in Johnstown, 4 years, 4 years later, was the highest unemployment in the United States. I believe the number was 29%. Some of the city leaders, Herb Fuel being the mayor of the city at that point in time, and Alvin Glosser, who was president of Glosser Brothers, they were on the Today Show to talk about the economics of Johnstown and the high unemployment and what the city was trying to do to recover. I don't think it ever fully recovered.
Mm-hmm. So would you say that unemployment in that time was your biggest concern during the flood?
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable statement. Communities don't thrive unless you have employment. Mm-hmm. And again, eventually the mill closed, and Johnstown has never recovered from that blow.
So Johnstown, you think, would be in a different place today had the 77 flood not occurred?
Yes, but I don't think longer term it would have been significant.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the closing of Bethlehem Steel, which was controversial, it's a whole different subject. You know, the unions were involved. I think the unions treated the city very unfairly. I don't think they treated their union members fairly. But again, that's a different subject than the flood.
And what helped you the most, like, to recover from the flood? Was it the trucks that came in, or was it the group of rescuers that helped you move stuff out?
We had contractors that came from all over the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
People with suction trucks to suck.
Like gap vacs?
Gap vacs. Gary Pavelski started his business mm-hmm. as a result of the flood. He was just a laborer. He saw how these vac trucks worked. He felt he could build a better one. And what a success story that is.
Mm-hmm.
I got to know Gary well during the flood. He was a hard worker and obviously a very creative person, as your father knows.
Yes. So do you think there was some effect that, in a way, the flood affected the country in any way due to the loss of the steel mills?
No, I don't believe so. Steel was in a decline. Foreign steel was priced lower than the U.S. So the steel industry was facing other hurdles. The flood, I don't think, had any long-term effect on the United States.
And another question, in hindsight, did you see anything that you could have done that might have made the recovery easier for your business?
I think if the people that were in Johnstown at that time were cognizant that there was going to be a flood, that the water was going to continue to rise, there were a number of things that could have been done. Some examples. All the elevators in the building, of which there were, I believe, 11, were left in the basement. That was the standard position when the store was closed. Our flood plan was to, if there appeared to be flooding, that the elevators should be moved to upper floors, but they weren't. Because no one instituted any of the flood plan. That's mm-hmm. how much of a surprise the flood was. There was a vice president, Dick Corbin, was called by the night watchman saying that water had been up to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
Dick was in disbelief. He still went to the store, and in the short period of time that he parked his car, went in, his car washed away.
Wow.
That just tells you how unsuspecting everybody was as to what was really taking place.
Can you describe the flood plan that you had?
Mainly to move cash registers, higher-priced merchandise like jewelry to upper floors, or any other merchandise that could be moved to upper floors. The elevators, as I mentioned, but again, nothing was
instituted of that plan.
Done. There were some company vehicles that could have been put in a parking garage across the street. That was not done. I think most people believe that the water could never come above the river walls.
And I wasn't alive at the time of the 77 flood, but can you describe the flood-free city message that was going on at that time?
It was a popular, flood-free was a, a favorite description of the city. I saw a number of license plates later that said flood-free my...
Yeah.
But when the Corps of Engineers built the flood walls, they thought it would contain any type of disaster or rainfall. And that rainfall is what caused the flood. There were dams that broke below the city in Tanneryville and killed a number of people. That had no impact on the downtown.
And so I'm assuming from this time that nobody, I mean, you mentioned the year before that there had been some water rising, but other than that, there wasn't any even thought of floods.
No, the winter prior to the flood, we had an unusually high snow accumulation. John Gunner, who was then president of Penn Traffic, living through the St. Patrick's Day flood, I believe it was 1932, I believe, I'm not certain of that date, felt that it was similar circumstances and that we should have a basic plan that if we had a sudden thaw, not a thunderstorm or a series of thunderstorms that we had during the actual flood. So he was making a flood plan based on different circumstances.
And another question, how long did it take for the people to decide we're going to shut down Penn Traffic rather than reopen? Was that a year-long decision or was that a short-term?
It was pretty short-term. I came back to Johnstown in 1976 to try and make that store more profitable. I had spent a number of years working in retail and other locations for other companies. So the store was struggling, as was Glasser Brothers, the other major tenant downtown, which did not reopen also, although not as immediate as Penn Traffic. Their shutdown occurred later. So the feeling was the outlying stores in the suburbs would make up for the closure of the downtown location.
And you believe that's part of the reason the downtown, there isn't as much shopping down there as now there is in Richland and the Westwood Plaza?
I think the downtown was going to continue to experience erosion of retail sales. You could go to the suburbs and park for free. You had a lot wider selection. The downtown population was eroding. People were moving out of the city limits. It just expedited some decision-making. I think it created some decision-making that happened a little sooner, but it was going to happen eventually.
So I'd like to thank you for your time in the interview, and thank you for your thoughts you shared with for the people here.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Like a cookie.
Sure.